813 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are joined in the studio this morning from United Way of Greater Lorain County, their Marketing and Engagement Director, Colleen Waltz. Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
Thanks for coming on up here, joining us here. I don't like marinated, by the way. I don't want John to talk about marinating in the weather. That has sort of a...
I had never heard that before, but I don't know. Yeah. Does it work?
I don't know.
Seems a little odd to me.
As long as the meat doesn't start falling off the bone, it'll be okay for us this morning. But we're here to talk about some of the activities that's going on with United Way of Greater Lorain County. And one of those kind of, I know we're in the middle of summer, but you guys are good at planning ahead. Let's just put it that way. So you know that the school supplies are always going to be in need coming up. By the way, Craig, we're like less than a month, we're like a month from, you know, August is coming up soon
enough. I can't believe it.
And school starts after that. So you've got the Fill the Bus campaign going on.
We do, yeah.
That just started?
Yes, it did. So it actually started and launched on June 27th. We're going to be collecting school supplies at the United Way and a lot of our corporate partner agencies through the summer, through July 27th. I think we're going to stop the donations. So we work right now with about 11 school districts in Lorain County that we're going to be giving a lot of those kids tools for success so that they can get prepared for the upcoming school season. So really excited that that's launched. If you folks have any school supplies that you'd like to donate to help our kids in Lorain County, you can stop by our offices. We're at 642 Broadway Avenue in downtown Lorain. We have a big box in our lobby. We'd be happy to take your school supplies so we can get them organized and get to the kids that need them the most.
Do you have a bus?
You know, it's so funny. We were just talking about this. So last year, I believe, we did have a bus out back where we were stuffing them during the summertime. But, you know, this year, just with COVID, everything, we're going to nix that. So we're just collecting them on site. But yeah, maybe for next year, it's something to stay tuned to.
Yeah, it's a lot of school supplies. Paper, pencils,
all that good stuff. Oh, and it's so taxing, I think, for families in Lorain County. School supplies are so expensive. And, you know, when you have multiple kids, this adds up. So it's a way for us to help alleviate some of that cost for families and also give kids the tools that they need to succeed this upcoming school year.
Right.
So we're really proud to offer
it. Nothing like being there without the supplies or looking over and thinking, I don't have that. And of course, there is that one kid who just, for some reason, always forgets his pencil. I don't know what the story is with him, but...
That was usually me.
do you have it? So it gives the teachers a chance to bring those tools out for the kids, and it gives them the best chance to learn as well.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk also about something called Together on 10. What is this about?
Yeah, so Together on $10. This is a fundraising campaign that we do every summer. So what it is it's the idea that if you impact your community and impact your networks, we can make a greater difference together in our community. So the idea is if you give a small amount, being $10, and then ask 10 of your friends to also give $10, you've now multiplied and amplified your gift to actually make a bigger impact. So our hope is that we can reach 100 people with $10 asks and try to raise around $10,000. And what we're going to do with the funds that we do receive from this Together on 10 campaign is it's going to go to one of five initiative areas that we have at the United Way. So it's either going to be with toddlers and tweens, it's going to be with our 211 community referral line, taxes, transportation, or total health. So if we can reach $2,000 in each of those areas, that's a huge impact of $10,000.
Did you have to start with the letter T in order to be a part
of
this project?
There's a theme here.
Let's be paying attention to the thing.
Let's talk about one of those, 211. We've heard about 211, but I'm sure some people have not.
Yes.
What's the purpose of that?
Yeah, so 211 is our community referral line and crisis hotline. So it's for anyone that is going through a time of need or desperation. They don't know where to turn for help, or it's difficult to navigate the human and health services. They can easily dial 211 any time of the day or night. It's a 24-hour community line. You'll get referred to a live specialist that will be able to listen to you, validate your experience, and get you connected to community resources that are available. So it's very similar to 911, but it's the human and health service hotline. So people that are experiencing, you know, homelessness issues, housing, food insecurity, clothing, mental health, addiction services, really the full gamut what you can imagine. Just call 211. They'll be able to locate available resources here in Lorain County for you.
And there's a corresponding website as well for that
there
too
is,
so you can check the list out and do that sort of thing, because sometimes people think I need help but I don't know where to go, but 211 will give them the right direction.
That's exactly it. And it's live representatives and it's bilingual. A lot of people don't know that now. We actually have Spanish speakers as well on that line. So if you know someone that is predominantly Spanish speaking or secondary language is, you know, if primary is not English, they can certainly call the line and get help.
Colleen Waltz, the United Way of Greater Lorain County, joining us this morning in studio. Imagination Library.
Yeah.
This is something also that's kind of worked its way into Lorain County, and mm-hmm. United Way is one of the reasons behind that. Tell us a little bit about
that. So I'm a huge proponent of this program. I have a 2-year-old daughter who is a part of Imagination Library and loves it. She looks forward to receiving our books every single month. So what it is it's a partnership that we have with the Community Foundation of Lorain County and also the Stocker Foundation. And what we do is we help with Dolly Parton Imagination Library to get kids in Lorain County books from age 0 to 5. So every single month you will get a book right to your mailbox that's age appropriate for your kid, and you will be able to read them. So it helps with our literacy initiatives that we have through the education things that we're involved in, but it's also just a great way to have some family time. And so we're really trying to urge families that if they have kids in that household between age 0 and 5, sign up for Imagination Library, get those free books, get your kids reading. It helps with their longevity and education initiatives that we're really passionate about.
It also shows kids that someone out there cares. It's like, yeah. Oh, there's something for me that's coming
exactly
to
right.
the house that I can take part in and be with that.
We are proud to say that we have 9,000 Lorain County kids signed up in the program. Our goal is to get to 10,000. So again, another theme. So if we could get 10,000 kids by the end of the summer, we'd be so overjoyed.
Well, that's why we like to have you come up here to tell the people about those things, to get them inspired or understanding. Anything else going on throughout the summer? I know you guys had the Broadway block parties, and you're yep. kind of right in the middle of that just
I
because
know.
You're on Broadway there.
Yeah, we are. We're really excited. We're right in the middle of the action, which is super fun. So First Fridays, we're always a part of that. We're out there with a resource table, letting people know about United Way and what we're involved in. And yeah, we have some free books that we're giving away. We're doing the school supply drive, like I said. So yeah, lots of things going on.
Still needing volunteers? Where's that stand on a lot of things? Because
yeah.
I know over time there was a little bit of a distancing that was taking place, and you
yeah.
had to kind of rebuild your core of people.
We
that.
Are, absolutely. We always are looking for dedicated and passionate volunteers. So if you're interested in getting to know us a little bit better, or you want to volunteer with United Way, we're definitely going to need the help for the school supply drive. So getting those school supplies organized and set up in our hub will be really great. You can certainly go to our website. It's uwlorainecounty.org. If you go to the Get Involved tab, you'll find the volunteer information, and you can reach out. We'd love to have you.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Yeah.
Joining
thank you for
us
having
to
me.
Share with what's happening with United Way. Again, the Fill the Bus is going on right now, and together on 10, you can multiply your power to help the different causes as well as the Imagination Library. So we appreciate you stopping in this morning, Colleen.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thank you. And follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You'll find all that information.
Greg, does that mean you're supposed to take a picture now of Colleen here at our studio so she knows where she's at?
I could.
Oh, I see. Apparently his phone is on his dresser at home.
Oh, no.
Perhaps to that.
Well, I need to know where I'm at. I haven't had my coffee yet, so.